following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
I would like to just briefly kind of make a remnant as to what is a Holy Week, because for many people, Easter has maybe different connotations, but thinking about every year, the world observes Holy Week with family gatherings, a spring vacation, an Easter egg hunt. What does Holy Week really mean? I would like to emphasize the importance of understanding the meaning, the purpose of what we do and why we do it. The word holy means to be separate or sanctified spiritually. Holy Week or Passion Week is a very unique time, and like no other, really. So this week, we change the course of humanity forever. And so the question should be asked, how could 7 days change world history without a war, global catastrophe, or other phenomena? At the beginning of this week, as we remember on Monday, Jesus does something so unprecedented and never seen before. He cleanses the temple by driving out the money changers and the animals. Then the religious leaders challenge him by asking, what authority do you have to disrupt the temple? And he replied, my Father's house is a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. In John chapter 2, verse 16, house of prayer. Confidently and publicly, he declared that he was the Son of God, by calling God his Father. And this was shocking to everyone that was there present. And this statement revealed to the world that the Father and the Son are one. In John 10, 30, no, dice, as Jesus' birth, he was announced that his name would be called Emmanuel, or God is with us. He also stated, destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days. Jesus was declaring that not only would he be crucified and resurrected, but Solomon's temple would no longer be needed. And for thousands of years, the tabernacle, the temple was there, and God dwelt and met his people there. But now, Jesus, the Messiah, would replace Solomon's temple, and God with tabernacle dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. The sweet communion and oneness that Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden because of sin and rebellion was now fully restored by Jesus. On Thursday night of the Last Supper, the Cedar, our Lord proclaimed a new covenant, giving us a new heart and a new spirit, removing from us a heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh, according to the prophet Ezekiel 36 and also in John 14, 23. Jesus makes an unbelievable statement. He says, we will make our home in you. Meaning God the Father and the Son would live in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This was only possible because of what happened on Friday of that special week, which happens for us to be today, where the Son of God was crucified on the cross. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, it says, he carried upon himself all our griefs and sorrows caused by sin. This is why Friday is known as the Good Friday. On that day, 2,000 years ago, humanity was set free from the shackles of darkness and translated into God's marvelous light. Our Lord's death on the cross not only washes away our past, our present, and future sins, but it brought reconciliation, ushering us into a new divine revelation with our Heavenly Father. It is the gateway to understanding the height, length, width, and depth of God's love.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.